Sam, you have served in the arena of what's deemed the political or called the political. You served 18 years in the Pennsylvania legislature. And obviously, your first focus and your first emphasis is your Christian faith. You are also a minister of the gospel. So hitchhike, if you would, Sam, off of what Nate was just saying there about how we, though we're ministers of the gospel, we're trying to influence policy, whether it be on the state level or national level. That's not a bad thing. That's part of our calling as Christians, and it certainly as preachers as well. So comment on that, if you would. Yeah.
Well, Dave, absolutely correct that it is something that should be of interest to all of those who believe to have these aspects, these five pillars, as you would call them out here, in the culture to be influenced. And the reason that that is that from a biblical worldview perspective, we understand that God established all of these areas. He established the whole concept of society and government and the church, and he designed the family, all of these things. And every one of them, Dave, this is the bottom line, really every one of these areas that God has created really for our benefit. I mean, arts and entertainment, it should be for our benefit, for our learning, for our edification. Music, as Amber talked about in that last segment. God created music for us. However, these things, if they're not influenced by people who have a fear of God and have an understanding that all of these things were established to bring credit and glory to God, if that is done, all of these things work together and you really have a blessed, unified society, a happy community, a nation blessed of God. But if these areas are hijacked by the devil, by sinful orientation, where you can take the arts and entertainment as an example and you can turn it into pornography, right? And then we're talking about in the last segment with Amber. Part of the reason is I think maybe there's a little bit of a swing is because Christian thought left arts and media, and what filled it? Nothing but evil. And it's become so distasteful, so destructive, that perhaps there's a little bit swinging back. Well, the political is the same way. And because those who are there, Dave, are going to make the determination of making decisions that are going to be helpful and blessed of God, or they're going to be just the opposite. So that is why the political, if we've stepped out of it, as I think the church has for a long time, who has filled it? People who don't understand who God is, same as those who filled the arts and entertainment industry when Christians got out. We don't have that option. We have to stay in, let our light shine throughout.